Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. There are forces in our country, America, that are trying to destroy America's faith in God. These forces are political in nature, particularly at this season of the time. They exist in the media, where so many oppose the existence of God. It's certainly evident in our universities, our educational system. Entertainers, athletes are all trying to deny the existence of God. So many of them are, not all, but so many of them are. I want to show to you some evidences for the existence of God. And I will be repeating some things that I brought to your attention in many other programs of the past. The Bible begins, "In the beginning, God," Genesis 1 and verse 1. The Holy Spirit scriptures open with the affirmation of the existence of God. Now, no place does the Bible set forth a detailed presentation arguing for the existence of God. But throughout the scriptures, the existence of God is asserted and insisted. Without God, the revelation of the Bible would be without meaning. Indeed, it would be non-existent. No passage more firmly contends for the existence of God than what we read in Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Dear friend, God has provided evidence for his existence. Please take note that the inspired writer said those who did not believe were without excuse. They could have known. They should have believed. They should have accepted the reality of God because of the evidence that God has set before them. Now, God has intended that his church be the pillar in the ground of the truth, which includes truth regarding him and the reality of his existence. We come to this study in the full confidence that there is no argument that atheists can present that cannot be met and refuted and overthrown. Those who believe in the existence of God have reason not to fear any of the atheistic arguments. An examination of the evidence will prove God does exist. We do not condemn any generation that raises questions about the existence of God. We rather commend people raising questions. But we are confident that if more would investigate the evidence instead of simply raising the question, the evidence for the existence of God, then the atheistic arguments would soon melt away as the snow does with the coming of spring and summer. Faith in the existence of God, friend, is reasonable, it's logical, it's consistent with everything we can know. It is necessary to explain many things that we do not know. It is necessary to explain things because there is no other rational explanation. Furthermore, the existence of God is provable, contrary to the idea that some contend that we can't prove that God exists. Listen to me. Some say it is a fact of faith, just a matter of faith, and therefore we cannot know. Friend, the fact is, faith is a way of knowing because faith is based on evidence, Hebrews 1 and verse 1. Our faith in the reality of God stands upon sound and solid evidence that allows for no other conclusion than the contention that God is. God said, "I am that I am." We're not without evidence, evidence to which God's word has pointed that convinces us of his existence. It is not just a matter of what's most probable or the most likely conclusion. His existence is the only position one can take if he will allow the evidence to speak. Let us consider for a moment the alternative. If God does not exist, we have no explanation for our origin that can be demonstrated. We have no purpose for our existence. There's no reason for our being alive, because we, along with all the rest of the universe, would be simply the result of an unplanned, unintended, accidental chance happening. There's no dignity to human life above that of a beast. There would be no explanation for the existence of the universe. The Bible, with all of its high and holy precepts, would be nothing but a pious fraud. There is nothing awaiting us after this life but decay and the grave. There is no hope, only chaos. There is nothingness. There is no right and no wrong, and prayer is useless, for there is none to answer the prayer. Where we came from, why we are here, how to conduct ourselves while here, and where we are going, they're all matters about which we can know nothing or have any existence or any answer if God does not exist. Friend, if God doesn't exist, there's nothing that really matters. The darkness and destructive gloom of atheism would overshadow everything and everybody. Are you ready for that alternative? Talk about complete despair and uselessness. This entire universe, including me and you, we are nothing. People talk about how lives matter. Why would they matter? They're not here for any reason. They have just accidentally come into existence. Ah, friend, the arguments for the existence of God do not depend upon how we might feel about it. Rather, we have pointed out to us what we might call the footprints of God all about us. There is evidence that we can analyze. Let's look at some of this evidence. We first consider what is sometimes called the law of cause and effect. This simply means that because something exists, it must have a cause that brought it into being. Now, we all agree, both believers and unbelievers alike, that the universe is composed of both mind and matter. The universe does exist, we know that. We are here, we see it before us. From whence came all of this? It has not always existed. Even scientific law, the law that is called the first and second law of thermodynamics, informs us that the universe is running down. It therefore had to have a beginning. It would have already run down if it had not a beginning. Matter is not eternal. Science has proved that matter is not eternal. Furthermore, something cannot and does not come from nothing. Now, Hebrews 3 and verse 4 says, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Friend, the very existence of a house is proof that cannot be refuted, that someone was there to build it. Now, you may not know who it was. You may not have ever seen the person that built it. You did not know him. But it cannot be denied that the house was built by somebody, because it stands before you. It could not produce itself. It didn't just happen. Now, the universe exists. It could not have produced itself. It could not have always been, as we have already noted. It had to have a cause. And that cause is God. God created this universe. And another fact, that the non-living things cannot produce life. Now, this is repeatedly demonstrated. You know, there be some who've claimed that scientists have produced life in the laboratory. This is not true. What they've been able to do is to combine living substance with non-living substance, and the combination lives. But friend, that takes place every time somebody eats breakfast. Living and non-living substances are combined, and the combination lives. That's not creating life. If what scientists did create life, what of it? What would that prove? It would prove something that those who believe in God have been saying all along. It would prove what believers have been contending, that life is a result of intelligence, of a mind, of a plan, of an intellect, and that intelligence and mind belongs to Almighty God. Friend, matter did not just happen. It cannot produce the mind. The mind produces the matter. You see, the nest does not produce the bird. It's the other way. The bird produces the nest. The telescope does not produce the astronomer. The astronomer produces the telescope. The automobile cannot produce the driver, but the driver can produce an automobile. It is reasonable, therefore, to accept the existence of God because of the law of cause and effect. There is no other rational explanation for our existence. It had to come from somewhere, and it could not have created itself, and life cannot come from non-life. Now just consider for a moment something else. This great intricate design of our universe. Well, it's almost beyond comprehension, isn't it? The universe, from one part to the other, it displays a plan, a design, an observable and often a measurable orderliness. The precision and exactness of nature, its uniformity, it defies accidental origin. Take a wristwatch. Look at it. Did it just happen? Was there no maker? Could such result from mere chance? Was there an explosion in the printing factory that produced the dictionary? Friend, the very design of that which is all about us, indeed our own bodies, proves that there is a designer. There was someone who designed and produced what is in the world today. It couldn't have just happened. To work with such precision and exactness as it does always in the universe, we need to understand these things cannot just be passed off. The atheist may scoff at it. He may not wish to consider it. But let's look at those who are trying to promote the idea that there is no God. I know why they're trying to do that. They don't want to bow to authority. That's why people try to remove God. They don't want to be held accountable, and we're going to talk about that more in our next lesson. But the Bible affirms and asserts repeatedly the existence of God. Now, there be those who are seeking political power. They question the existence of God, and there be political powers that are saying things and doing things that would remove God from our society. There are the people of the media. They're constantly berating the idea that God exists. They call it foolishness. Well, fools have always called the truth of God foolishness. But friend, God does exist, and he has given us his footprints whereby we can know he exists. We're going to look at another lesson tomorrow about the evidences for the existence of God. And we need to be aware of those who are trying to remove God from our society. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.